This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Earlier this week, we heard from Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa's 3rd District talking about some ag information, including an extension of the farm bill that was supposed to be put into the continuing resolution. However, conservative Republicans have now put that bill in jeopardy as the government shutdown and a farm bill expiration looms. We'll talk more with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
The proposed continuing resolution hit some political headwind from Republicans, as the conservative branch of the party has said the price tag is too high and too many concessions were made to Democrats, even though their votes are going to be necessary to overcome a razor-thin majority for Republicans. So what does this mean for farmers who are waiting for an extension of the farm bill? Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg spoke to me this morning about the situation and has some key takeaways about where we're at right now.
We still need that extension to the farm bill, and so far, that extension has been included in every version that's gone before the House. It's been voted down, of course, but we would hope and expect that the farm bill extension will be in whatever package does move. And so I know our congressional delegation is working hard to ensure that that's the case.
If anything's to get done, we are down to the wire as the budget would expire here tonight and the government would be shut down. And of course, also that means farm programs that haven't already expired without an extension of the farm bill are set to expire possibly at the end of the year.
Yeah, sure. You know, as we sit here talking on Friday morning, of course, we're staring down the deadline here for needing to get a budget approved in order to prevent a government shutdown, a federal government shutdown. And so, I remain hopeful today that something can, in fact, be done. But you've seen two attempts at it now. What's important here is that we get something done that can keep the lights on for government. It's frankly costly to shut the government down, and it's unnecessary cost. And I get the idea. Let's extend into next year so that the new Congress and the new administration can really take a clean look at what the budget needs to look like, where some trimming needs to happen, those types of things.
Nagg kind of breaks down what can happen if we don't get that farm bill extended here before the end of the year.
There's various drop-off points for farm programs that hit, and some of them already have dropped off because there's no extension. Others will be at the end of the calendar year. Others are extended out until there's a budget. There's a variety of things that happen, but here back to basics, right? We want the certainty that comes with knowing what we have for farm programs. And even if that has to come in the form of a one-year extension, it does at least provide, and you're correct in pointing out that this isn't just farm programming, it's also food programming that's in here.
Nagg is encouraged, though, that he's hearing from the new incoming leadership of the Congress that a farm bill is a priority.
And I'm encouraged by the comments that have been made by Senator Thune, who's the incoming majority leader in the Senate from South Dakota, and G.T. Thompson, House Ag Chair, that there will be a farm bill next year, and G.T. wants to move it as quickly as he can in the new Congress. So I think there's an urgency that folks are feeling on the Hill to get something done sooner rather than later.
We have more on this at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.